Halam and I were just talking that that we're really basically more alike than we're different.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanna.
I think it's like we're talking about how if people realize that, like, stuff would be so much more easier to understand. Also understanding that, like, we all want to eat. We all are like. We're talking about our skin shade. It's like, why does it matter that Glenda's lighter than me or I'm darker than her? At the end of the day, like, inside our bodies are the same thing. Like, maybe a bit different, you know, in some ways. Some of us are unhealthy, like myself. But, like, it's the same thing. And, all like, right. And we're all made by one being, as you and me believe. But we all, the same being made us.
Right.
And we basically pray to the same God in some ways. Like, it's
right.
Like, why can't we just understand that, you know?
Right. And just, again, that there's so many more... similarities and differences, and that, but having the conversation to have it one-on-one
mm-hmm.
is really a special time. And I think that, you know, the idea to maybe take this grassroots, that's really exciting
mm-hmm.
to me. I think, boy, I'd sign on to something like that. How about you? Would you come to a dinner if I invited you to my house and had friends around to say, hey, you know, what's it, you know, like that? Or maybe just try to share, sharing a meal, I think is really
yeah.
important.
I'm like an aspiring journalist, and the reason why is because I love storytelling. Like, I love listening to stories. I love talking to people. Like, yesterday, I met Linda right there. Like, me and her sat down for an hour, and we're talking about Chinese, American, Japanese, American experiences. But I would never, like, Google would have never taught me those stories and those, like, just, like, that gave me that comfort when I was talking to, like, Linda. But I just love, like, talking to people and, like sharing my experience but also hearing your experience. Like, if we didn't have that conversation, like, we would not... I would not have realized, like, wow, human beings are so common, like, you know.
Exactly,
like,
exactly. And I think that, again, I think this is the key piece to take away on an evening like this is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we all break bread,
mm-hmm.
right? And in that breaking bread, we can really have the experience of getting to know
mm-hmm.
a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, really, otherwise, it's kind of like talking heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is fine. I meant to talk back and forth. But when I share food with someone
mm-hmm.
and say, wow, did you try this or
mm-hmm.
did you try that? I mean, it's that starting of a relationship.
Yes.
And that's really a key piece that I think is going to, you know, bring people together versus put that line in the sand.
But also like a friendship. So like when
exactly.
we eat together and it's like, you know, like you invited me to your home. So like when somebody ever disrespects somebody or somebody you identify as, I'm going to defend that. I'm gonna be like, no, I have a friend who gave me amazing food.
Well, exactly.
Who's an amazing cook, who has amazing jokes. And I'm not going to sit here and let you disrespect her. And I think when people like meet Muslims or meet like, you know, people like me, they're like, oh, wow, like. You're actually human.
Right,
hey.
Right.
I like you, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It was so amazing to talk to you. Nice to meet you.
Yes.